AP News. I'm Ed Donoghue. In Britain,
we've come to a stage in the pandemic when there is no easy answer and no obvious date for unlocking.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says all remaining lockdown restrictions in England will be lifted a week from today, despite a sharp rise in coronavirus cases.
We know we're going to see more hospitalizations and more deaths from COVID. But we also know that this wave was clearly foreseen by our scientists when we first set out that roadmap in February.
87% of the UK's adult population have had their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine. 66% have had both doses. The big problem is the Delta variant. The Dutch leader has apologized for what he calls an error of judgment in relaxing the Netherlands' coronavirus lockdown. The relaxation has led to a surge in coronavirus cases. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez says they're closely watching what's happening in Cuba.
The next several days will be pivotal for the freedom-seeking people in Cuba and their decades-long quest for freedom. So we'll continue to actively monitor that, and we're prepared for any and all impacts that we may see with that situation unfolding.
Thousands in Cuba have been protesting food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. The number of dead from the building collapse in Surfside, Florida is up to 94. About 22 people are still unaccounted for. Charles Burkett is Surfside's mayor.
The search continues until everyone trapped in the debris is pulled out.
A federal judge is considering whether to order financial penalties and other sanctions against some of former President Donald Trump's lawyers. They had signed onto a lawsuit last year challenging Michigan's election results. The lawsuit alleging fraud was voluntarily dropped after a judge found nothing but speculation and conjecture that votes for Trump somehow were destroyed. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. England's loss in the Euro soccer tournament is being felt by three black players on the team.
The three black England players missed their penalties in the team's shootout loss against Italy at Wembley Stadium in London. The 19-year-old Bukayo Saka missed the decisive penalty that gave the title to Italy and denied England its first major international soccer trophy since the 1966 World Cup. All three players immediately started receiving racist abuse on social media. England's Football Association issued a statement saying it was appalled by the disgusting behaviour. London police condemned the unacceptable abuse, adding it will be investigating the offensive and racist social media posts. Karen Chamas, London.
Former champion Zach Johnson is the latest to withdraw from the British Open because he tested positive for the coronavirus. 12 players who earned a spot through local final qualifying also tested positive. The British Open was the only major to be cancelled last year because of the pandemic. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.